Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, can you believe it? It's amazing. It's the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, show 142. How is that even possible? I bet you if I'd go back in time, I'd be talking to RadioSt.Pete.com. I'd be talking to their management, and they'd be like, "Yeah, you can make your stupid little show." And I left the room, and they looked at each other and went, "See you in three shows, jerk." Well, the joke's on you, isn't it? I can't be stopped. I could be stopped, but I shouldn't be stopped, because you, the Radio St. Pete listening audience, needs to hear shenanigans and crazy music and stuff that you've never heard of before and probably never will hear of again. It's like a vortex of insanity, and I'm the captain of the insane ship. I'm a pirate now. That's not true. I'm not a pirate. Hey, and due to movie or music madness, or magic, I guess, I'll say, I don't know what the results of the, of the crazy election. That's right. The election voting is tomorrow. You see, through shenanigans or shenanigans, I'm doing this show early. Because I don't know if you've been listening the last couple weeks. I've been telling you all about Florida Free Play. Florida Free Play. Florida Free Play. Get in your brains. Well, you're listening to this as I'm either driving back or I'm laying on the couch exhausted from 3 days of pinball and arcade madness. Awesomeness. Crazy coolness. Hopefully with many, many interviews in tow. So next week's show might be a little bit of free play interviews. So yes, can you imagine that? Oh my God, what happened? Who knows? I bet litigation's involved, because it doesn't matter who wins. The other side is going to cry like babies with skin knees and say, "I'm doing your own mean and nasty." And then the Russians will have hacked us, and then the evil will take over the earth, and it's the end of all the things we know. Oh my God. Yeah, you know what it isn't the end of? Good music. Here is some. For your ears.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Master.
Some nice thing on the way. I say, if you're free, come along with me.
start to reach all the girls. Gather round, you know they're digging my sound. Holding hands in the sand, getting wet, getting tan. I'm so ready to go, my mind is gonna blow. When I get too close and this feeling comes over me, I gotta get some, yeah. She turns me on. When I
everybody get out on the dance floor. It's that driving beat that you surely want more of. We're gonna shake all night like you never have seen. I got a one-track mind left to make the scene, yeah. It's a sonic reaction and now it's the time to take a little journey that's out of sight. Out of mind. Out of mind. Now your time has come, come on and make a move, yeah. It's a rock and roll dance party made for two, yeah. Now everybody shake, baby, do your thing. Gonna make you shout, gonna make you sing. It's a sonic reaction and now is the time to take a trip that is out of sight. Out of mind. Out of mind. Just a little bit of rock with a lot of soul, yeah. It don't take much to make you lose control, yeah. I got some good, good loving that is made for two. Hey, hey, babe, I'll make a woman of you,
captured the world's imagination and broke box office records. Its title was Rocky. Its star was Sylvester Stallone. Years before Rocky was made, Stallone was broke, hungry, and living in a bus station, so he took off all his clothes and made an X-rated movie. Its title, The Italian Stallion. See what a superstar did for $200 when he was starving. The Italian Stallion, starring Sylvester Stallone and Suzette Summers. Rated X from Tanamount Pictures.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh yeah, those crazy cats. That was the Out of Sights. What did I play for you? I played I Dream of Jeannie, Won't Be a Fool, Gotta Get Some, and Out of Mind. That was all from their Out of Sight, Out of Mind album. I have a second one of their albums. I have to rip it, grip it and rip it, as they say. No one says that. That was dumb. Water. It's good for you. So, what else is going on? I'm trying to think what has been happening. You know, the NFL seems to have calmed down on their showing people kneeling before the anthem. They realized that was ratings poison. And as we all know, ratings equals money, and money makes the world go around. So they don't show that anymore. Sorry about your luck, Kaepernick. I don't really know how to feel about it. I don't know. Whatever. It's always an interesting case study whenever somebody does stand up and voice a strong opinion like that, you know, like the Black Lives Matter or the protests against these shootings, stuff like that. I don't know. Part of you goes, not standing for the anthem is you're treasonous, you know, you're a traitor, you should get deported or shot or whatever. What they would have done if you were a traitor in you know, most other countries. Not most other countries, some countries. But then the other part of it is, hey, that's what our whole constitution's built on, freedom of speech, opening dialogue, that kind of thing. So the knee-jerk reaction, which is usually the wrong reaction, I don't know. It's a really touchy subject, and I know some of the NFL players said they dropped out of doing the protests because of you know, their family getting guff or just the negative connotations. I don't know. I think it's slightly naive to think that anyone is able to change the course of humanity. I don't know. Some of the desensitization to things and is just part of being 7 billion people on a planet. And you know, that's, you see a lot more of this in America than you do other countries, because I will say, this little experiment we have going on here where, you know, all cultures, everyone in the whole world is here, I'm not too sure it works. Because when you go to Japan or you go to Korea or you go to, you know, other countries that are just that country, it's a little more harmonious. Not to say that they don't have problems. I didn't say that, so don't misread it. I'm just saying it's similar background, similar everything. There seems to be less of some of this stuff we run into on a daily basis. And I don't know. Nobody has an answer. And kneeling, not standing for the national anthem is not going to change one thing or another. It'll just make you less viable as a spokesperson and not part of Papa John's army of people to get money. Aw, that's sad. Oh, well. The real question is, how does Kaepernick get all that hair into his helmet? And that's why we're here to answer that question today. And oh my God, I've already talked too long. Here's music.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
I'm so tired playing the same old games. I'm so tired playing the game of fools. What's been done had been done before. Don't seek no sign, 'cause it's right under your eyes. It up.
Everybody Everybody thinks better than everybody. Everybody thinks they are better than everybody else. Everybody thinks they're better. Everybody thinks they're better. Everybody thinks they're better. Everybody thinks they're better. You live in a fantasy land if you think that life is grand, because the world revolves around you.
Was straight and set me in front of the TV. She didn't know what to do with Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me.
Yeah! Look out! Here comes the wildest bunch of back-clawing, blood-lusting, shine-drinking, pill-taking, pot-smoking, crip-taking, law-breaking, bootlegging, cop-killing, fast-living characters you've ever seen.
It's the moonshine blockbuster of the year. See them both. The bootlegger. He wanted the money, and he didn't care how. He's mean and mad for moonshine. The bootlegger. Plus, on the same bill...
Moonshiner's Woman. Mix moonshine with LSD, and you take a murder trip. Moonshiner's Woman. From the backwoods to the bright lights, she was big trouble. It's big action, big trouble, big excitement. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. It makes Thunder Road look like an ice cream social.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
That sort of thing is most certainly your bag, baby. All right, before the break, I played Geraldine PNG. I played Everybody Thinks They Better, Good Man versus Pale Man, and Media Slave. Very relevant. So, yes, make sure you go check out Geraldine PNG online. I know she has a new website up and running, so check that out. Hey, you know what? While I'm doing that, why don't I plug this one? Indie Circuit has its own Facebook page, so go there and like it and follow it and things and stuff that people do on social media. I'm really bad with social media, but I'm trying. Really trying. I recently kicked off a new business. It's Daddy-O's Screen Printing. So I secured the website, so it's Daddy-O's Screen Printing.com. You know, and a friend of mine who does this kind of crap, the online stuff, he got it set up, so we even have it. So it's Daddy-O Screen Printing without the S in case somebody has a redirect. So yeah, all those things. And boy, I haven't done anything with it yet because I'm still focusing on building stuff and getting this stuff up and running. Starting a business is harder than you'd think. I also did all the accounting. I put all the stuff I bought and I put it into a Quicken spreadsheet. And I was immediately depressed because I looked at all that money gone and nothing coming in yet. And this is the hard part where you're spending all the money. And oh my God. But I think it'll turn around quick once I start printing shirts and printing posters, which is I want to try and like kind of specialized in artisan posters, cool posters, but shirt's a shirt too. We'll see. I'm going to shake as many trees as I can and try and get out there. But also, if you like this podcast, which I hope you do, otherwise why are you still listening? Oh my God. You should make sure you check out some of the other stuff I do. On this Radio St. Pete, we have it's called a Kung Fu Theater, which has been rebranded as Asian Cult Cinema. With me and Dr. Morbius, we talk about all kinds of karate movies and Asian cult cinema movies. You never know what kind of craziness we're going to do there. And also, you should go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find three podcasts. Top one is called Slow Robot A-Go-Go. It's up to show 240. It's crazy. We do these crazy, weird movies you've never heard of, and we talk about them ad nauseum. And then the middle one is not me, but it's a friend of mine. They do the comic book podcast. It's called Two Dimension Podcast. And then the bottom one's called A Bunch of Dorks. It's like this show, but with lots more cursing and anger. So go check that out, bunchofdorks.com. And now, enough of this shilling. Here's some music.
Mini-Me loves chocolate. Scotty, don't.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty, do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Dora?
How about a what?
How about you, Dora?
What do you...
How about you, Dora?
I don't even...
How about you, Dora?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you, do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty, do.
We'll be right back. Batu, Verada.
Okay, then.
That's it.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring! And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Ah, now that, before the break, was Stella Diana. I don't know, should I say it like, that was a Stella, a Diana, ooh, it's a me, a Mario. No, I probably shouldn't, that's terrible. And I guess the album name is Nitocris. Nitocris. I demand a law from whoever our new president is that they make sure that albums are words I can say. That's the impossible task. I want to put it before Senate, so nothing, or Congress, so nothing gets done. Nothing. It's just be the quagmire it's been for 8 years. That's awesome. Way to go. Anyway, I played Sophia M9 Psychedelic Furs, all from Stella Diana. And if you know this show, and I believe all of you out there do know this show, you know right where this fourth segment's going. That's right, baby. We're going to Japan. We're going to Japan for some hardcore garage all-girl screaming punk. 'Cause I gotta! Just put on a seatbelt, hold on tight, 'cause this is gonna tear it up.
Very small band.
ロバが外に顔を出す。
おお、料理が多いなとビル。
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
All right, that was Red Bacteria Vacuum with The Big Moon, Fly, Play for Antonio, and The Truth. I cut The Truth off a little bit so I could say goodbye to you all. I don't know where time goes. Just like sands through the hourglass. All right, my name's Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit on Radio St. Pete. See you next week, everyone.